Poems on Various Subjects, Religious and Moral, by Phyllis Wheatley. On the Death of the Reverend Dr. Sewall, 1769. Ere yet the morn its lovely blushes spread, see Sewall numbered with the happy dead. Hail, holy man, arrived at the immortal shore, though we shall hear thy warning voice no more. Come, let us all behold, with wishful eyes, the saint ascending to his native skies. From hence the prophet winged his rapturous way to the blessed mansions in eternal day. Then begging for the spirit of our God, and panting eager for the same abode, come, let us all with the same vigor rise, and take a prospect of the blissful skies. While on our minds Christ's image is impressed, and the dear Savior glows in every breast. Thrice happy faint to find thy heaven at last, what compensation for the evils past! Great God, incomprehensible, unknown, by sense we bow at thine exalted throne. O, while we beg thine excellence to feel, thy sacred spirit to our hearts reveal, and give us of that mercy to partake, which thou hast promised for the Savior's sake. Sewall is dead. Swift-pinioned fame thus cried. Is Sewall dead? My trembling tongue replied. O, what a blessing in his flight denied! How oft for us the holy prophet prayed, how oft to us the word of life conveyed! By duty urged my mournful verse to close, I for his tomb this epitaph compose. Lo, here a man redeemed by Jesus' blood, a sinner once, but now a saint with God. Behold, ye rich, ye poor, ye fools, ye wise, not let his monument your heart surprise. 'Twill tell you what this holy man has done, which gives him brighter luster than the sun. Listen, ye happy, from your seats above. I speak sincerely while I speak and love. He fought the paths of piety and truth, by these made happy from his early youth. In blooming years that grace divine he felt, which rescues sinners from the chains of guilt. Mourn him, ye indigent, whom he has fed, and henceforth seek like him for living bread. Even Christ, the bread descending from above, and ask an interest in his saving love. Mourn him, ye youth, to whom he oft has told God's gracious wonders from the times of old. I, too, have cause this mighty loss to mourn, for he, my monitor, will not return. Oh, when shall we to his blessed state arrive? When the same graces in our bosoms thrive. The End. Read by Lorraine Montgomery for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.